listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how God loves to use ordinary people. I'm going to read you from Amos chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, where we read this. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go prophesy to my people Israel. Amaziah was a professional priest presiding over the idolatrous worship center in the northern kingdom of Israel, established at Bethel. Now, since he was on the government payroll, he sent a message to his boss, Jeroboam, the king of Israel, warning the king against the upstart prophet named Amos. Amaziah accused Amos of taking part in a conspiracy to bring down King Jeroboam, and the professional prophet for pay told Amos to shut up and go back to Judah. Amos was not a graduate of the school of the prophets. He was more familiar with the plow than with the pulpit. He knew more about seeds and sowing than seeing into the future. He came right out and said it. I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet. When faced with the accusation of masterminding a conspiracy, Amos replied to Amaziah by noting that he was a reluctant, unprofessional prophet, only a farmer by trade, and Amos was hardly the type to launch a conspiracy. It seems that Amos was simply doing his job as a farmer when one day it happened. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock. Like many others in the Bible, God called Amos as he faithfully performed in his present calling. It was because Amos was an honorable sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit that God made him an honorable prophet. God called Rachel as she watered sheep. God called Moses as he tended sheep in the dusty wilderness. God called Joshua as he helped Moses. God called Gideon as he threshed wheat. God called Ruth as she gathered grain. God called David as he watched his father's sheep. God called Elisha as he poured water on the hands of the prophet Elijah. God called Peter as he was busy fishing. And God called Matthew as he collected taxes. We should not think that the life of Amos was useless as a sheep breeder and tender of sycamore fruit. In other words, we shouldn't think that his life was useless until God called him to serve as a prophet. The world needs sheep breeders and farmers and mechanics and doctors and technicians and insurance salesmen, consultants, and everything else. And to serve God and others honorably in these professions is just as honorable as serving him as a prophet. Don't think that you can only serve God in a ministry position. Do what you can do unto the Lord, and every honorable profession is a glorious calling. At the same time, we also see that God had a purpose in specifically calling a man like Amos. He wanted to show that the greatness of the ministry was in the God who inspires it, not in the man or woman used in ministry. It is as Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. When Amos spoke, the people didn't say, He sure learned his lessons well at the school of the prophets. Instead, they say, God is really using that farmer. Now, God had another purpose in calling Amos. He used Amos as a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit, with so many allusions and illustrations from the world of agriculture. Amos spoke as a farmer, and God used it. Every person really called to speak forth for God has a manner and a style all their own. Although God speaks through them, as they still don't lose their own individual or originality of character. We might say that the breath which causes the music is the same, but no two instruments give forth precisely the same sound. Amos was a unique instrument, and God breathed through him in a special way. You, dear friend, are a unique individual. You are singular in both what you are by birth and what you are by life experience. Now, God can and will use you according to your special calling. It may be in a way that's noticed or unnoticed by others, but that's not important, as long as your calling is noticed in heaven. Just make sure that you answer when God calls. You can listen for him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.